Mike and the Mechanics at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and Zach East here with Coffee Talk for Tuesday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And today is Make Lunch Count Day, a good day to step away from your desk or wherever your laptop is these days and take an actual lunch. It's also Scrabble Day, a good day to play with words, and Thomas Jefferson Day. It celebrates the birthday of the third president of the United States, who was born on April 13, 1743. Can you guess what the most popular drink in America is? Here's a hint. You probably don't start your day without it. Yeah, of course, 60% of people say coffee is their most necessary daily drink, even more than water, and the majority of people have at least 2 cups a day of coffee. A pitcher for the University of North Texas softball team tossed the most perfect game imaginable on Sunday, striking out every single batter she faced. Hope Trotwine faced 21 batters in the 7-inning game and mowed them all down on the way to a 3-0 win over University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. It is believed to be the first perfect game in NCAA Division I history in which every out was recorded as a strikeout. If you own a dog and have come home to your pup smelling like another dog, chances are your furry friend will give you the cold shoulder out of jealousy. Think dogs can't get jealous? Think again. A new study found that dogs don't just get jealous when they're around a rival for their favorite person's attention. They can actually dream up scenarios that make them feel jealous, even if it's not happening in front of them. The research is significant because jealousy is an emotion that is linked to being self-aware, something most people think distinguishes humans from animals. It might be time to stop joking around about your dog thinking he's human because, as most owners already know, dogs might actually be smarter than we are, and science is finally catching on to that, even if we don't. And Michio Kaku is a famous physicist with degrees from Harvard and the University of California, Berkeley. During a recent interview, Kaku said he believes that humans will make contact with aliens within the next century because we'll soon have a telescope with the power to see thousands of new planets. But he thinks contacting aliens would be a, quote, terrible idea. While Kaku thinks that aliens out there would be friendly, he doesn't advise that we gamble on it. And I tend to agree with him. That is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.